Dear Diary, this is week one of being in the new house. I miss our old house and especially miss my friends at my old school. But we are thousands of miles away, and my new school is terrible. Nothing can compare to Underwood Middle School. Our new house is creepy too. It's old and makes so many weird noises that only old houses make. My room is upstairs on the third floor with Sarah, and I have a big room, especially compared to Sarah. Of course, we had a fight about it, but she lost the argument when I said that 10-year-olds didn't deserve the bigger room. I mean, the house is huge, and I love having the whole third floor with my sister, and there is something pretty about the house, but it's just old and creepy. Like tonight, I was walking up the stairs to my room and I swear, it felt like someone was behind me or something. I stopped on the stairs and I looked back and no one was there, but then the weirdest thing happened. I swear to God, it felt like someone was touching my legs on those stairs when I stopped. Like I got this creepy sensation right at my ankles, and then it moved up my leg to my knees and my thighs. I got super freaked out and ran up the stairs and closed my bedroom door. Later that night after dinner, I did tell my mom about the weird touching sensation on my legs because I could not shake that from my memory and I was so scared. Of course, she didn't believe me and laughed at me, telling me it was probably just a draft of air hitting my legs, and explained how old homes have drafts of winds that blow through the house or whatever. I want to believe her, but then again, she wasn't there. She didn't feel what I felt, like someone touching me and just overall feelings of creepiness and goosebumps, whatever. I know what I felt and experienced, and judging from my mom's reaction, I think I'll just keep my creepy experiences noted in here in my diary and not with my family. I'm sure they'll all laugh at me and think I'm crazy. Dear Diary, it's been 6 days since my last entry. Something really weird happened again. It was so scary that I tried telling my mom again. She just brushed it off and told me I need to stop watching scary movies on TV. But I swear, this is real, and something is really messed up with this house. The night before, I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't go back to sleep. It was like 2:30 in the morning, and I just laid there for a few minutes, tried to roll over in bed, but I was stuck, paralyzed, almost like something or someone was holding me down. I started panicking because here I was laying on my back in my own bed, and I couldn't move. And then I felt that creepy touch again, like on the stairs. It felt the same exact way. First, it felt like someone was brushing their fingers on my neck, and then they moved down under my nightgown, touching me all over my chest, belly, sides, and legs, even my boobs, and between my legs. It didn't feel good. It felt like a mixture of someone taking advantage of me and wanting to like ravage me, kind of like they wanted my body so badly, like almost hungry for it. And I know this sounds weird, but between the way this invisible thing was touching me and giving me vibes, it felt almost evil and dangerous. It was all kind of a blur, and somehow I fell back asleep. But to be honest, I mean, maybe it was a dream. I don't know. I think I'm hoping it was a dream because I really, really don't want there to be some kind of evil force inside our new home taunting me like it has been. Mom, please don't get mad at me, but it happened again. Something or someone is messing with me at night. Please, Mom, just listen to what happened, please. Okay, so I woke up in the middle of the night again, but this time my blankets were all the way off of me on the ground. And you know I sleep like a rock and don't hardly move. But this time I was so cold when I woke up, and I had this super creepy feeling that someone was watching me, and I tried to get up, but I couldn't move again, and I felt goosebumps over every inch of my body. Mom, please, this is getting to be too much. I'm losing sleep. I swear something is out to get me in this house. Mom, please don't laugh at me. That's messed up. This is real, and I swear to God I'm not lying. No, Mom, no, I'm not making this up so we can move back home. Why won't you believe me? Dear Diary, it's happening almost every night now. I'm writing in here right after that thing just haunted me tonight because I can't go back to sleep. I tried pleading with my mom again, and she just continues to either laugh or get mad at me. I wish she believed me because I feel so alone. And things are getting worse and really, really weird. It definitely feels like someone is in my room every night when I wake up, but I don't see anyone. It feels so real, though. So tonight, I woke up with my blankets all the way off, and my nightgown was pushed all the way up to my belly button. I felt so exposed and weird, and I could feel something or someone watching me, and it gives off the weirdest vibes. Like, you know when you're craving a particular something to eat and you do almost anything to get it? That's what kind of vibes it gives me. Like this craving, yearning feeling. And I'm so scared of what will happen when this thing eventually wants to go after what it wants. Me. Please protect me, God. I don't know what else to do. My mom won't believe me. I have no one else to protect me. Please make this evil go away, God. I'm begging you. I'm so fearful of my life and scared of what this might do to me, and I feel like I'm going crazy. I know I don't pray a lot, but please answer my prayers tonight. God, I'm on my knees praying again. Please, please help me. I'm so terrified and scared. Something bad happened tonight, and I need someone, anyone to help. I believe you are the one that can save me from this evil, God. Am I losing my mind? I don't know anymore, really, but I need you to help me. Tonight was terrible, and I just don't know what to do. I woke up tonight cold and shivering, feeling that evil presence, God. I noticed my nightgown was pulled up, exposing my body, and my legs were wide open, and I couldn't close them. It was like something was holding my ankles down, and then the most awful thing happened. I felt something touching my panties. And this is going to sound completely bizarre and weird, but I swear it felt like there was a tongue on my panties, like licking them. And I know this is real because I have this wet spot on my panties and I don't want this to happen. God, I'm too young for this. I'm too young. I thought that maybe I peed myself a little from being scared, but I promise you, something was at my panties earlier. This is all just so evil. I don't want any of this. Please, God, please, I'm praying that you help this evilness stop. I feel like I'm going crazy. Oh, please, God, help me. Amen. Dear Diary, things keep getting worse. I'm literally so afraid of what's going to happen to me. I spend every night stressed out and scared. I'm losing sleep, and I feel like I'm losing my mind at the same time. The evil presence had left me alone for 2 nights. I thought that maybe I was out of the clear. I even thought that maybe I was going crazy and had lost my mind, but gotten back. But tonight, the evil force did something out of the ordinary. I had decided to take a warm bath, listen to music, and try to escape my terrible life. I had just started to relax in the bath. I felt somewhat safe and relieved that maybe things were getting back to normal, but then it happened again. I felt that evil, creepy presence enter the bathroom, and fear washed over me. And that's when the shower curtains moved like a big wind gust had blown through the room. I panicked and started to try to get out of the tub, but I couldn't move, just like the times before. It was like something was holding me down in the water. I had my legs hanging off the end of the tub, and all of a sudden, I felt something at my feet. It felt like someone was licking at my feet. And there was no denying this for me because it felt like there was a tongue on the soles of my feet. And then it felt like my toes were being sucked into a mouth or something. I was so mortified, disgusted, and scared. And of course, I couldn't see anything, but I could see my toes being moved from that invisible evil sucking on them. And I broke down. I broke down and I screamed out, "What are you and what do you want with me?" And I thought I had scared it away because all of a sudden I could move again. So I sat up in the tub and then the most horrific thing happened to me. That evil thing pushed me down in the water. My whole body was submerged and I was kicking and screaming underwater, trying to come up for air. But the force was so strong, I actually thought I was going to die in that moment. It was like my life flashed before my eyes, like in the movies, and water started entering my lungs. And I thought this was it. This evil thing or person is finally murdering me, and I don't understand. I've been a good person for 14 years, and yeah, I mess up sometimes, but I am a good person. Why would this thing want to kill me? I'm only 14 years old. But thankfully, that evil force left and I was able to get air. And I was coughing up so much water, crying my eyes out. And that's when my little sister came into the bathroom. I haven't told my sister about any of this. And I didn't want to scare her too much. I never do. So I told her I was fine and that I just slipped in the tub, and that's why I was crying, because I was hurt. And she kept asking if I was okay, which was so sweet. She could tell something was wrong, but like I said, I didn't want to drag her into this. I'm just thankful, so thankful to be alive still. Mom, please believe me. Please. I almost drown in the tub tonight because something or someone is trying to murder me. I'm not safe here. We're not safe. And I'm begging you to believe me and help me. No, Mom, please, please don't send me to a doctor. I'm not making this stuff up. I promise and swear to God. No, I can't take this anymore, Mom. No, every night this evil thing does weird things to me. Before, it was just odd things in my bed in the middle of the night, but now it's trying to murder me. Fine, Mom, fine. You don't believe me. Fine. I guess you're okay with me turning up dead one day in this forsaken evil house, and I will not go to a psychiatrist. They can't help me. Dear Diary, it's getting really, really bad now. The evil thing is visiting me multiple times a night now. It's not trying to kill me, but it's doing really, really weird and frightening things. Things that are confusing me. The worst one was last night. I woke up around 3 a.m. to my sheets being wrapped around my wrists and then tied to the headboard. I panicked, trying to free myself from being tied down, but it wasn't working. My nightgown was pushed all the way to my chest, and my legs were spread wide, and of course, I couldn't move them like before. And that thing, that awful, evil thing was licking my panties again, making them wet and soaked, and I hate when it does this because it feels so wrong and so weird. And then I felt it start to move down my legs, and then the craziest thing happened. I could see my panties moving down my legs. It was taking my panties off. Then the panties were like just floating in the air, coming towards my face. And I could feel something forcing my mouth open. It was so creepy and weird. And then the panties were just stuffed inside of my mouth. And I tried to push them out. I tried to push them out of my mouth, but it's like the evil thing would just push them back in. And I was so scared and remembered how it tried to murder me the other night, so I just stopped trying to push them out and just take whatever it wanted me to do. And it was so nasty, too. I had worn those panties all day, so I was gagging and just freaked out. Then I started feeling that ticklish, gross feeling at my feet again, then starting to move up my legs. It felt like the tongue again because I could feel wetness just trailing along my skin. And when it got to my thighs, it wouldn't stop. It kept going to my private area and I was screaming through my panties. I was so mortified to say. It was licking my private area for a very long time. It was so embarrassing and so wrong. But the weird thing, and I'm so embarrassed to admit this, but it actually felt good. I had never felt that way before. The evil thing just was licking me between my legs, and I liked it. And then it stopped licking, and I was all of a sudden able to move again. This is getting so bad. I feel so helpless, confused, and scared. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I always have this small voice telling me this can't be real. But then I remember how many times this has happened and how real it feels every time. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Or even about to lose my life. What was that? Is Sarah moaning? Oh, no, 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 no. That evil thing is in her room. I gotta get in there. Sarah, are you? Oh, Sarah. Sarah, how are you floating in the air like that? Oh, my God. What is happening? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are those cut marks on your arms and legs? Oh, Sarah. No. No. Are you? Oh, no, 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 no. Are you being raped by that evil thing? No, put her down. Put her down. You can't do this. Stop. She's only 10 years old. No, no. Help. Oh, I hear my mom coming down the hallway. You better put her down. Mom, mom, come here quick. Something is hurting Sarah. She's being raped. Come here, come here. Wait, what? No, no, Mom, Mom, I swear, 10 seconds ago, I was in here. I was in here, and that evil force was holding her in the air and hurting her. No, no, Mom, you gotta believe me. Oh, no, I know she's laying there in bed with her pajamas on, but I swear to God, Mom, she was just naked, floating in the air from that evil thing. No, no, I think I'm going crazy, Mom. Maybe it was a nightmare, but it looked and felt so real. God, please help me, Mom. Please. Fine, I'll go to the psychiatrist. Dear Diary, I went to the psychiatrist today, and I told him everything. He thinks that this is past trauma resurfacing or something, but it makes no sense. Nothing bad has ever happened to me. I've had a perfect childhood. I hope at least he can help me because I'm so alone and so scared all the time. I'm not even falling asleep at night anymore. I can't. I'm too scared and freaked out. And Sarah said she doesn't remember anything happening the other night, but I know what I saw. That was real, I think. Dear Diary, this is getting so bad. For the past 5 days, something is happening at night, several times a night. Same things are happening. My panties get forced in my mouth, and I'm getting molested by some evil, invisible force multiple times a night. It licks me all over my private area, even my butt. It started to focus on my little boobs, too. I'll feel that tongue, like, feeling on my boobs, and then it bites my nipples. And I know I'm not making this up in my head because whenever that thing is molesting me, I have wet spots from the licking and even bite marks. It likes to bite my inner thigh sometimes. I can't make that up. And I hate to say it, but I'm getting used to this treatment. I'm not saying I like when it happens, but I just expect it to happen every night. Nightly visits of molesting. I was able to find some really disturbing information about the house we live in. I've been researching online every night instead of sleeping, and finally found reports that the house that we live in right now used to be the house of a child-murdering serial rapist. This man would kidnap young girls and bring them back here to this house to torture, molest, and rape them, and even worse. All of his victims were 14 years old and younger, and most of them were around Sarah's age. He would do the most horrific things to these girls and brutally rape their bodies for days. He beat some of them and even drink their blood. Once he was done with the girls, he would kill them in different ways, but he would always cut their bodies up and eat them. He was believed to be a Satanist and used demonic rituals to kidnap and torture the little girls. And this is the house that we live in. A serial killer's house that used to terrorize, rape, and kill girls my age and younger. I have to tell Dad about this. Surely he doesn't want us living here. And that's the story of the man that used to own this house. Don't you see, Daddy? We can't stay here. This place is evil. And I think that evil man is haunting me and eventually Sarah. Of course I believe in God, Dad. But I don't think God can save us from this evil man and his house. I've prayed to God almost every night. You don't believe in evil spirits? Okay, fine. Come upstairs and sleep in my room, and I think you'll change your mind. Dad, please. No one will believe me. And I know I sound crazy, but I promise I've spent almost 2 months dealing with this evil house. I'm losing it, Dad. Please, can we move? Please. I promise I'm not making this up, just so we can move back home and be with my old friends. I am dead serious, Dad, and if we don't do something quick, I just might come up dead. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm just so tired. I'm not sleeping, and I'm so terrified and scared all the time. Yes, I'm taking Sarah trick-or-treating tonight. Don't worry. I don't bother Sarah with this stuff because I don't want her to feel scared. Dear Diary, we just got back from trick-or-treating and Sarah was so excited all over the candy she got. She really has no idea what I'm dealing with inside, which is a good thing. I'm glad she had a good night. She wanted us to stay in our outfits all night. I promised her that I would stay in mine, and Mom agreed to let her sleep in hers. I just went and looked in her room, and she is sound asleep in her little Captain Marvel outfit. I love my little sister, Sarah, and I would do anything for her. I just hope that nothing will go wrong tonight. It scares me that it's Halloween night. I can't sleep, and that is why I'm sitting here recording another entry into my diary. I know this is no longer in my mind, but I'm hoping that Dad will move us out of this house before something terrible happens. I wanted to call my old friend Crystal today, but she couldn't talk because she was getting ready for Halloween. I wanted to talk to her about all that's been happening to me since we moved here. I miss talking to her. Oh, God. I'm feeling the evil again. Please leave me alone. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of it. Please don't hurt me. Please. Oh, please just leave me alone and get out of here. I don't want anything to do with this. I just, you've tortured me enough. You've tortured me enough and you tortured too many girls. So just stop. Ah! Ow. Ow. God. Please stop. No. Oh, no. Ow. You're hurting me. Ow. You're hurting me. Please stop. I promise I'll do anything you want. Just please don't hurt me. I don't want to die tonight. No. Ow. God. Oh my God, that's blood. Oh my God, blood's coming out of my head. Oh no. Oh no. Please don't hurt me. I'll do anything you want, please. Please. Oh my God. No. I'm begging you. Please don't hurt me. Please, God, save me from this evil. Please, God, Mom, Dad, whoever, please come help me. Come save me. Sarah, can you hear me? Sarah, no. No, 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 no. No, don't mess with my legs again. No, no, I'm only 14 years old. Please don't. No, please don't rape me. I'm only 14 years old. Ow. What are you doing? Ow. Ow, you're hurting me. Oh my God, you're pulling my panties up. Why are you pulling them up? It hurts. Oh my God. Ow. Oh, God, blood's running down my leg. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're gonna kill me. You're gonna kill me. Oh, please leave my feet alone. No, 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 no. No. Oh, God, don't put your mouth between my legs, please. Oh, God. Oh, please stop. Oh, God. Please stop licking me between my legs. Please leave my little pussy alone, please. Oh, God, you're gonna hurt my legs. Ow, 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 ow. My legs don't spread that wide. Oh, my God. Ow, ow. You just broke my leg. Ow. God, please stop. Why do I deserve this? No, 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 no. What's going in there? No, no. Ow, I can feel something big inside of my pussy. Please stop. Please stop. It hurts. Ow. Ow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you're raping me. Please stop raping me. Oh, it hurts. Oh, my God. Please stop raping me. Ow, I'm only 14 years old. Ow, you're making me bleed. Please stop. Oh, my God. Please stop. No, 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 no. Ow. Please stop. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Get out of there. Please get out of there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please just leave me alone now. You got what you want. You rape me. Please just leave me alone. I don't want anything else. Oh, no, no. Ow, 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 God. Ow, 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 you're putting my legs up too far. What are you doing? No, 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 no. Don't go in that hole. Please don't rape my butt. No, 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 no. You're going too hard. Ow, 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 ow. Please stop ripping me. Oh, God. Oh, what did you put in the inside of there? What is that? Please be done with me. Please be done. You rape me enough. Please stop. Get away, please. Somebody help me. Oh, my God. What are you doing? Oh, you're cutting my belly. Oh.
you're gonna kill me, aren't you? Oh no, God, it's so much blood. Ow, 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 stop cutting me. Oh, what is that? An upside down star? What is that? Oh, you cut an upside down star in my belly. What are you doing? Ow. Oh, no, 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 not my mouth. Please, no, 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 don't put anything in my mouth. Don't bleed it. Get that taste out of my mouth. Oh God, I gotta get out of here. Oh, my legs won't work. I gotta crawl out of here. No. Oh, Mom, Dad, save me. No, no. Let me go, please. Oh, please let me go. Please let me go. Ow, God. You keep cutting me. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, there's so much blood everywhere. I'm about to die, aren't I? I'm about to die. Ow, stop cutting me. Oh, they hurt. I can't breathe it. Oh no. And my dad. And my dad, I can still feel the pain, but I can see my dead body right there. Oh my God, and my dad, did you kill me? No, no, don't hurt my sister and mother. Please don't. Please don't. Ow! Ow! Oh my God, are you eating my body? I can feel it. Ow! Ow, ow, ow. Oh, I can see. Oh my God, you're pulling out chunks of my skin. I can see it happening. Oh my God, but I can still feel it. Oh my God, you're eating me. Oh, no. Oh, you are so evil. Oh my God, I hate you. I hate you so much. Leave me alone. Stop eating my dead body. Look at you. Oh God, look at me. Oh no, I don't want to go. No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to hell. No, no, please don't make me go. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. No, don't make me go.